I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Today is crossover day for the Georgia legislators. It's the last day for bills to make it out of one chamber to the other to reach the governor's desk this year. As GPB's Ross Terrell reports, some bills have already passed and others are awaiting their fate.
A bill that would lead to the state taking over control of Atlanta's airport is scheduled for a vote by state senators. The legislation has drawn harsh criticism from Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, who called the move an act of war. In the House, a vote on a bill that would define hate crimes and create harsher penalties for them is expected. Representatives could also take up a measure that would tighten regulations for booting cars. After crossover day, legislators have a little more than 3 weeks to pass bills which Governor Kemp can either sign or veto. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A state house committee has approved legislation that would outlaw abortion after a fetus's heartbeat is detected. During a heated meeting Wednesday, activists on both sides of the issue voiced their concerns. The bill makes exceptions for rape and incest if a woman files a police report and when a pregnancy puts a woman's life at risk. Critics say it would jeopardize women's health and encourage unsafe abortions. Currently, women in Georgia can seek an abortion up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. A heartbeat is generally medically detectable at 6 to 7 weeks. Critics say many women don't know they're pregnant until around that time. The State House this week approved a measure to give local governments more control over coastal shorelines. House Bill 445 would amend the 1979 Shore Protection Act, which regulates sand, marshes, animal habitats, and recreation on Georgia's barrier islands. According to the Brunswick News, supporters say the amendment would allow local input into how the State Department of Natural Resources manages seashores. Critics say the bill provides a specific exception that would allow Sea Island to build up a beach recreation area known as the Sea Island Spit. Coastal legislators are split over the issue. The bill is now being considered by the Senate. Well, Democrats in Congress are seeking documents from Georgia state officials dealing with last November's election. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on a letter that was sent out yesterday.
In the letter, the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Reform asked for a wide-ranging list of documents from Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and Governor Brian Kemp. They're asking for information related to polling place closures, a list of voters whose registration is pending, and voter purges, among other things. The request comes as the State Senate Ethics Committee approved a bill that would overhaul state election law and switch to new touchscreen ballot marking devices for elections. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
And federal prosecutors say a former executive with a longtime City of Atlanta vendor gave bribes to the city's former chief procurement officer to get work. A 51-count indictment against Jeff Jafari was unsealed Wednesday and includes charges of bribery, tax evasion, and money laundering. The indictment says Jafari was the executive vice president of Prod Group, which provided architectural design and engineering services for the city. The indictment says Jafari gave former Atlanta chief procurement officer Adam Smith cash with the intent to influence him. Smith has pleaded guilty and is serving a prison sentence. And Atlanta United suffered a 3-0 defeat in Mexico last night in their first game against Monterrey in the CONCACAF Champions League tournament. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Atlanta United went down early in this match after giving up a penalty kick only 15 minutes into the game.
Guzan got a piece, but Sanchez puts it in. Monterrey leads 1-0.
The Mexican club added two more goals in the second half, putting Atlanta in a very tough spot going into next week's home game. Since the winner of the two-game series is decided by aggregate goals, United would need a 4-0 win to advance or a 3-0 result to force extra time. The second game will be played on Wednesday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.